The Chris Perullo Show's coverage of Search Engine Strategy San Jose was brought to you by MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com.
When you want to find something to buy, it seems like there's no shortage of search engines that you could turn to, or even friends to a certain degree. But if you're looking for a good comparison shopping site, you might want to try Become.com, spelled just like the word, B-E-C-O-M-E. And there almost seems to be a play on words with that word, because there's the word be, and there's the word come, as if you want people to be there, you want them to come there. Is there something in that, or that you had a great domain?
It is a great domain. I mean, for us, it's something where it's aspirational in nature. We want to help people get the information they need to become better shoppers. We also want to help be what generates the next generation of internet search in terms of how people look at products, how people look at internet search, and how people refine the way that they go and do that shopping. There are lots of sites out there on the web. We're trying to create a different experience that both differentiates us and creates a fundamentally better experience for users.
You'll have to pardon me for drawing this comparison, but how do you compare to Frugal?
I would hope we compare a lot better than Frugal, and I can show you an example on the PC if you'd like. One of the things is Frugal is a site that is there when you're ready to buy a product. You kind of already know what you want. You can go through and they give you a list of products. What we try to do is start earlier in the process. So let's say you were looking for an MP3 player. Do you want one of the hard drive based ones? Do you want flash RAM? Do you want an iPod? Do you want a Creative Zen? How do you know this? And so part of what we try to do is give people the information they need to make that ideal buying choice before they even get to products. And then obviously when they get to products, we want to give them a good selection of merchants, prices, etc., allow them to make that ideal buying decision, get them to that information.
Do you spider the web yourself?
Absolutely. We have our own crawler, BecomeBot, that goes around. We currently do our own algorithmic crawl and index over 3.2 billion pages. Now, the pages that we index are focused on U.S.-based products and services, so we're able to go much deeper than a Google that's taking 8 billion pages but doing the whole web by taking 3 billion pages in a very, very narrow vertical so that we can get people to that specific information that they're looking for when they're making a product decision and coming to a specific vertical site like Become.com.
And how long has Become been around?
We've been around for about 18 months. We launched our main research results in February, and then just 2 weeks ago added our product shopping comparison that bonds along with that.
And what features have you been rolling out in recent weeks?
Actually, a ton of features. We currently have a news search that refreshes every 10 minutes that focuses on product and service-related news articles. We currently have our comparison shopping that allows people to, again, not only do the research, but also look at various products, look at merchants, and purchase them. We have a spelling corrector that is also, again, focused on products, model names, etc. One of the features that a lot of people like is the dynamic suggestions feature, where as you start typing words, it recognizes those words and concepts and gives you search suggestions that dynamically update as you're typing. And one final thing is a thing that we put into the comparison shopping called My Favorites, which allows people to save individual items so that they can go through, say, take a look at a bunch of digital cameras, pick the ones they're interested in, save those for later, share those with friends, create shopping lists, build outfits, do all the things that you want to do where you basically want to flag individual products for later reference as you're moving through the web so that people don't have to worry about moving off of individual queries.
So at what point do people visit Become.com? Very early on, later on, somewhere in between?
We really designed this to be full 360, both at the beginning of the process with the MP3 player example, I'm just thinking about what to buy. During the process, as they get more specific and figure out what they want to buy, what merchant they want to buy it at, compare prices, etc. But also, after somebody buys an MP3 player, then there's other things. They may be looking for follow-on items. They want to get a better set of headphones or a car adapter cable, etc. So we really look at the shopping process as something where someone starts with research, moves to shopping for products, then comes back to research, shops for more products. It's a very iterative, circular process, and we design the site to support that. So, for example, if you start with digital cameras and then you want to look at a particular model of digital camera, we make it easy through one click to then go back and do web research on that specific digital camera, specific accessories, etc., so that people can find all of that information in one core location.
When people are searching and they search for a term, how do you keep them coming back? How are they going to remember to come to become or to come back to become.com to look for more information on those products?
For us, what that really revolves around is giving people a great experience. Having someone come to this to research the next product that they want to buy, and realizing that it's faster, it's easier than the methods they've been using before. That by starting on Become and being able to do the research, then going to the products, then coming back and doing some additional research and finding exactly what they wanted, it's a much better system than starting on a generic search engine like a Yahoo or a Google, finding some research but having to wade through a lot of spam, wade through a lot of product, you know, specific pages from merchants who are SEOing, etc. Eventually ending up on like an Overture or a Google link, clicking across to a merchant or a comparison shopping engine, and from there having a very hard time getting back to research without going back and retyping Google all over again. So by giving people this much more seamless integrated experience, we feel that's what's really going to keep people coming back. That's what's going to help people really enjoy using this site and redefine the experience that they have shopping for products using the web.
So there's no mechanisms like RSS?
Not currently, but we are currently building out the set.
Oh, so that's coming.
It's one of the things that we're considering at the moment. There's a lot of areas we're building out. You know, we're going to be building out, obviously, not just products, but building into services. And, you know, said as we went over some of the things we've added just in the last few months since we've launched, there's a constant stream of innovation coming out of the company.
You're pretty low-key, you know, and your energy level's a little low today. Is there something that gets you out of bed, that gets you coming into work every day?
The biggest thing, as you know, kind of ironic as it sounds, is working with the team here, just in terms of what they've been able to create. Going in and knowing that, you know, we're working with a group of people that makes almost anything possible, and the fact that we're not just trying to iterate on what current search engines are doing, what current comparison shopping engines are doing. What we're trying to do is redefine the way people shop for products on the web, and being part of that next generation experience, everything from the user experience to the technology and algorithms that we're using that are next generations past Google's PageRank are incredibly exciting to work on, and that's what really gets me motivated to come in and help change the internet using Become.com.
One of my frustrations, and maybe you could speak to this, in using comparison engines is that I have to be at a physical computer to do this. There's no easy mobile application that, say, I'm at a superstore and looking at a digital camera saying, wow, this is a great digital camera, I'd like to find out what the price is across town. How has Become speaking to that space in particular?
At present, it's mostly of a desktop, browser-based application. There is a version that we've made for some of the mobile devices, but that is an area of expansion that we're certainly looking at. You know, our feeling is mobile is really going to dominate search. Within the next 10 years, there's going to be more mobile searches than there are going to be desktop searches. A lot of applications you see today that are great applications, things like Yahoo Local, things like Google Maps, get exponentially more useful when you've got them, you know, clipped to your side, able to use them whenever you want. And the same is true, obviously, of research and comparison. And it works two ways. One is it allows people to walk into a store and say, okay, are there better prices on the web? Should I buy this today? Should I go home and order it? You know, how should I transact? What makes sense for me? But it also helps people who go into a store, see a product, and all the information they have is a little bit of information the salesperson has, a little bit of information that's on the box, and they really don't have enough to make the buying decision. Whereas before they'd have to say, I'm going to wait on that product, and I'm going to, you know, go home and think about it. They now can get the information to basically transact instantly because they have full confidence because they've seen everything they need to know to make that purchase. So mobile is something that we're very excited about because that's where people are going to be interacting with both the research and comparison sides of our site and other sites as things move ahead. We're really waiting on at this point is the hardware to be more widely distributed so that this can really hit critical mass.
Two things. One, you're hiring. Two, in order to hire, you got to be making money. How are you hiring and what are you hiring for and how are you making your money?
We're currently hiring for a variety of positions, everything from internet researchers, account executives, to business development professionals, and of course, engineers. One of the interesting things on engineering is engineers who apply to Become go through a programming test that takes about 40 hours to complete to be evaluated for a position. We've hired just a phenomenal set of extremely motivated individuals who created a great product. As far as money, we currently, in July, we closed our Series B funding round. So we've to date raised $11.7 million of mostly venture funding. And we're using that, obviously, to move the company forward in the next rounds of development.
All right. Well, John, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much, Chris.
Seems that the further along we go on the internet, the less human touch we get. It's a little refreshing to find websites like goguides.org, which claims to be a spam-free web search. We had to find out more. And especially because this company is in Kentucky. You're based in Kentucky, of all places. Why'd you choose there?
Kentucky. Basically, our CEO and CTO all are based in there. Previously, we are from Go.com, which is based in Kentucky. So it's still there.
Okay, so from Kentucky, you've devised a plan to eliminate spam from web searches. How the hell did you pull this off?
Pardon me?
How did you make this happen?
To pull the spam from the web? Basically, as I told you, we have got our own human editors. There is no automated process. Users will submit their websites, and our humans review it manually, each and every website. Go through that. We got our own guidelines. You can check it on our website. Based on the guidelines, they will include the website in the directory.
How do you find your editors?
We got a qualification process. It's a three-step process. Initially, they need to submit three websites, which they feel like good websites, so that our meta editors will screen through that process. And if they feel they're qualified, they will enter into level one, where they can do small sort of rating. Again, if they feel good, and the points will be rated, based on the rating, they will be promoted to level two, level three.
Are you constantly looking for new editors then?
Yeah, we constantly look for new editors as new and new websites are keep on adding. So in order to keep it spam-free, we need more editors.
How well do you pay, if I can ask?
They pay, basically, it's undisclosed.
Undisclosed, okay. But you would hire then anywhere from around the world?
Yeah, for around the world. Basically, I'm located in India. I'm an editor for them.
Oh, you edit for them?
Yeah.
How long?
I've been editing for them for the last 3 years.
And do you specialize in a certain kind of website that you look for, or is it just all over the place?
All over the place.
So do you have a favorite kind of website that you like to review and index?
Always. I like to index educational websites.
What kind of education?
It's like related to math.
Is that your background?
My background is BTech. BTech. Mechanical engineering.
So like a higher level education.
Yeah.
Now how long has GoGuides been around? You said you made reference to about 3 years.
For 5 years.
5 years then.
I've been reading for them for the last 3 years.
Now has any site actually slipped through under the radar and been a spam type of site that's been indexed?
We got our own spam bins where the editors will push them to the spam bins. If there's sometimes, let's say, if you have a site now up, after some time you'll abandon it. So you may submit it now. So our editors will find the site now. After some time, it goes to page not found error, right? So after some time, we keep on doing editing. So once we found them, we'll move it to the spam bins. Like we got different spam bins like redirections, 404 page not found, or it's like if you have websites like pop-ups, completely this thing. So we'll move all those things to the spam bin.
Oh, really? So if a site's serving pop-ups, yeah, it's spam?
It's spam, right?
Well, I agree. I'm not...
Because if you're using internet, if your child is using internet, if all adult sites are coming up as pop-ups, don't you think that is spam?
So you consider anything...
It is not with the intervention of you. You are not going to look at that website. You are looking for some mortgage-related website. Immediately some adult website pops up. You don't have intervention to view that website. Suppose if you are looking in your office, it's particularly enough spam, right? You don't want to see that adult websites in your office. But it is popping up. Because these guys, they'll take the money from them and they keep, whenever anyone visit their website, this website keep popping up. Because these guys will pay money to them. But you don't want them to visit.
So what kind of traffic does GoGuides usually see?
It's got 2 million hits per month.
Is that actual users or?
It's actual users.
Using GoGuides?
Yeah.
Would they use it to replace their favorite search engine or to augment it?
To augment it. Favorite search engine, let's say, suppose if you are looking for any keyword or any industry, let's say mortgage. If you go and type in mortgage in Google or Yahoo or MSN, it will result to almost how many websites? 50 million or 60 million. You don't have the choice. You need to look into each and every website to look in for the content. If you go to our directory, if you're looking for a mortgage, it will result only for some 500, which are manually reviewed, certified websites. Certified, I mean, at least they are good when compared to this website resulted in the Google. Because it's an automated process here, the human intervention is there. Humans can do it better always.
All right, well, fair enough. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Welcome.
Whether you're writing content for your own purposes or you're writing it professionally, one thing you're always thinking about, or at least you should be, is monetizing that or actually generating revenue from the text that you are writing. And yeah, you could count on search engines to pick up the stories and then index them and have people click on it, or you can send people back to your own content, but how do you monetize that? And it seems like Findology.com is one of those companies that can help enable that. And John Waterman, CEO, president of the company, is here at SES kind of proselytizing and getting people to use Findology. Was that a fair word to use?
You could say that, yeah. Thanks, Chris. Pretty much, you're right on the money. I mean, you know, monetizing your site, whether you're a content site, whether you're a search engine, whether you're, you know, any kind of website, you know, that's trying to make a little bit of money, provide information to users, monetizing that site is really what it's about, or at least what we're here trying to, you know, help people do. And essentially, you know, there's AdSense, there's Canoodle Bright Ads, contextual side, you know, and those companies do real well. Findology is another avenue for you to, you know, try to monetize your traffic. Our contextual search network is doing really, really well. Our premium network is doing unbelievable, and we can pretty much customize anything that you want. That's kind of where we focus our attention is, you know, working with advertisers, working with publishers, people who have content sites themselves that are looking to monetize, and make it work as best as we possibly can for them. And, you know, we've been doing real well. We're not a Google, we're not a Yahoo, but we come in there and we're a lot more flexible. Our implementation is very seamless, and we work with you. Our customer reps work with you to make sure that, you know, you're making as much money as you possibly can, no matter how small or how big. We specialize in working with anybody.
Have you gone after bloggers in particular, these people who are generating pages and pages of content every single day?
It's funny, you know, the blog industry is really taking off. I mean, obviously you can see if you've been to if you went to any of these shows and seen what's going on in the blog network, it's getting big. And we're starting to work with some blogs. We're actually, Findology.com just recently launched its own portal and really trying to build the Findology destination a lot more. So we're actually looking to get into the blogging network and you know, help our users get out there and not necessarily use some of the bigger ones, but have some more cooler technology, some niche stuff that we're looking into. So, you know, look out for that. We're about to probably launch that in the next 3 to 4 months.
What about enabling bloggers to make money from their indexed content?
Absolutely, the same thing. I mean, any kind of blog that you have, or, you know, you're just a user that has happened to, you know, generate a good amount of search volume or just visitors to your site based on the indexing that you're getting from Google or for any of the other you know, natural search listings, we can do a lot of things, just like we do with the website, content websites. The same thing. We look at bloggers as you know, content websites, and we can help you monetize that as well.
When I create a co-branded link or a search box for Google, the co-branding is not as seamless as it could or should be. Does Findology work in the same respect, where you have a generic template that people can change a graphic and a color here, there, or everywhere, or do you take a deeper approach in working with the publishers to make a more seamless integration?
Yeah, well, that's what I said originally. I mean, that's where we kind of focus. We're not as big as Yahoo and Google, obviously, but we've been in this business for a while.
But you don't want to be.
We don't want to be. We're not trying to be. We feel like we have a good piece of the market where we can, you know, help those people out that need that more formal integration, where it's really just getting a lot more in depth. So it's not, you know, doesn't look like Google, doesn't look, you know, you're not working just with those customized pages that they put together. You're actually getting a lot more out of us because we're working with you. We have the people that are there working with you on a daily basis to make that happen.
How much does the publisher control of the experience, say they sign up as a partner with Findology, to give another avenue through which people can search their content? How much granularity do they have? Can they choose to have this many paid results? Is it all paid results? I mean, how granular can they get?
It's whatever you want. We want to start with, you know, 3 results. We want to do 5. You want to test this out on an exclusive basis. You want to meta search us in with you know, a couple other partners you're working with. We're all for that. I mean, essentially, we would like to get all the business. And I think eventually, once working with us for a little while, we start to lean towards that way, or I should say really publishers, partners lean towards that way because we're so easy to work with and are generating essentially some good revenues for them. But, you know, like I said, so many different ways in which we can work.
And how long have you been around?
Been around since 98. I started the company 7 years ago. And, you know, just taking, you know, the right moves, good steps towards, you know, the position that we're in right now. And things have been going great. We're having a good time, and the show's great. And, you know, I appreciate you coming by as well.
How do you think you survived that whole dot-com bust?
A realistic approach. Always having, you know, the understanding that, you know, advertisers need to convert. They're not just going to be, you know, trying to get branding. And we've always focused on good return on investments for advertisers, good return on ad spends, and, you know, take the right strategic moves to, you know, make sure that everybody here working with the company is secure, and the company has a strong foundation. We just build on top of that. You know, I think a lot of companies in the past, you know, believe the hype, and they believed it so much, you know, when the bubble burst, they were just, you know, they were done.
What about fraud?
Fraud is huge. I mean, you know, it's there. It exists. But being in the space for as long as we have, we've developed a great, you know, fraud prevention, quality control system in place where we're working with our affiliate publishers, partners, you know, and making sure that they're not producing any, you know, fraudulent activity, or maybe their partners aren't producing any fraudulent activity. And it's a reality of this business. I mean, everybody knows it. Google, Yahoo, everybody knows it. It's just something, you know, dealing with it and making sure that your, you know, your conversion numbers are meeting that. I mean, there's only so much you can do. We're one of those companies that are doing as much as we can.
All right. Well, thank you, John.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
This interview brought to you by the all-new MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com. Visit thechrisparulloshow.com for more audio downloads. And remember to tune in every Thursday night for our live show.